From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russia-United States Memorandum of Understanding goes into effect. That agreement forms a framework for both countries' military aircraft to maintain a safe distance from one another as they operate in Syria. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are saying forces fighting for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are struggling against rebels in the country's northwest despite substantial backing from Russia and Iran. But they say both Russia and Iran seem prepared to dig in and intensify their efforts. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel Wednesday to Europe and the Middle East in a bid to help ease escalating violence in Israel. The State Department says Kerry will consult with U.S. partners and allies on security issues, the threats posed by Islamic State militants, and continuing unrest in Syria and Ukraine. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday called for calm during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and warned against what he called the misuse of force. He also said he remains deeply troubled by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad praise of Palestinian attacks against Israeli Jews.
I deplore the random attacks against the civilians. Such terror attacks make every place unsafe, and every person, regardless of gender or age, a potential victim.
Ban Ki-moon. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency reports that at least six people were hospitalized with gunshot wounds after confrontations in the capital, Brazzaville. This is VOA News. Top U.S. and Iraqi military officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad after more than a year of fighting the Islamic State group. An Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Baijie. U.S. President Barack Obama committed to working with Canada's new prime minister-designate, Justin Trudeau, on issues of climate change and trade promotion. He made the commitment Tuesday during a congratulatory phone call. Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party achieved a commanding victory in Tuesday's Canadian parliamentary elections. Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed Britain's parliament Tuesday. The speech was part of his current visit to Britain. The British government is touting the tour as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment. Thousands of asylum seekers have entered Slovenia since Saturday, forcing that country to deal with a surge of migration on its southern border. Slovenian authorities said at least 4,000 migrants arrived in the country Tuesday, in addition to about 8,000 migrants who came just the day before. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency is reporting more than 500,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Greece after making the Mediterranean Sea crossing from Turkey. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a spike in arrivals in Greece as a result of a last-minute scramble by refugees and migrants to get to Europe before winter comes and sea crossings are no longer possible. But UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming notes more than 27,500 people on the islands are waiting to be registered or transported to the mainland. In the meantime, the crowds are increasing and sporadic violence is breaking out as existing reception facilities are unable to adequately register and screen this huge backlog of people. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Africa's superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius got an early release from prison Monday night, bringing his time behind bars to just over a year. His family made it clear that Pistorius is simply going from one prison to another. He's required to spend the remainder of his sentence under house arrest. Pistorius was convicted of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Tanya Cohen, a lawyer for Steenkamp's relative, says the family is not focusing on Pistorius.
It doesn't matter to them. They knew he was going to be released. Whether it was a few hours earlier or a few hours later doesn't change anything in their lives because ultimately Reva is still not coming back.
That's Tanya Cohen. Nearly 400, mostly elderly, South Koreans arrived in North Korea Tuesday for long-awaited reunions with relatives. They had been separated from one another since the Korean War. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.